Unseen. Written by Paul Jennings and read by Stig Weems.
I think you need a little more time on your own, he said.
He was going to leave me in there by myself. In the end, I would have to take my eyes off the mirror. In the end, I would have to fall asleep. And then, the shadow would come for me. I had to do something. I had to stop Mr. Image rushing out of that door. He took another step backwards. Suddenly, I tore my eyes away from the mirror. So did Mr. Image. He was fumbling around with a key, trying to get it into the lock. Out of the corner of my eye, I saw the two shadows sprinting towards us. Mr. Image's shadow was much closer, almost up to us. My own was further back, across the plain, but running fast. I looked around for a weapon, and found one. Cop this! I shouted. I threw the contents of the bucket into Mr. Image's face. He screamed as the soapy water stung his eyes. He rubbed and wiped and wept in anger. But he couldn't see. I fixed my shadow with a stare and held him there, inside his glass prison. Mr. Image's shadow was closing the gap, running furiously, bigger and closer. He was upon us. He leapt at the mirror from the other side. Like a horse clearing a hurdle, he passed through the mirror. He landed at the feet of Mr. Image, who was still screaming and rubbing his eyes. Without a word, the shadow grabbed Mr. Image, lifted him above his head, and twirled him around. Then he threw him into the mirror. Mr. Image screamed, a drawn-out, horrible cry. It was pitched so high that it hurt my ears. Then, like a glass broken by the voice of an opera singer, the mirror shattered. It fell to the floor in a million pieces. Mr. Image was gone, trapped inside his own mirror. I turned and faced Mr. Image's shadow. He smiled at me with a warm, kind face. Little crinkles ran out beside his friendly eyes. The shadow was nothing to fear. "Thanks," he said. "It's nice to be back."